President Trump is in China for a high-stakes summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And while one lawmaker is hopeful for progress, there's still plenty of skepticism about whether Beijing will deliver on any deal. CJ Miller has more.
Well, President Trump is the first president in my lifetime who's been tough on communist China and recognizes that they don't play by the rules.
And that's Senator Jim Banks from Indiana.
There's no such thing as free trade between America and China because China lies, steals, and cheats. They don't keep their end of the bargain.
Banks stressed the need for fair trade with the Chinese, especially when it comes to America's ag products.
The soybean market is really important to Indiana. We want China to buy our soybeans and we want them to buy our ag products. So we got to protect that, but make sure that trade is fair between our two countries. And President Trump's going to be, I think he's going to be very tough on China, on these trade agreements, putting American jobs, American manufacturing, American agriculture first in these deals, and then hold China accountable for what they promised that they're going to do. And soybeans and agriculture is a big part of it.
Meanwhile, Banks pointed to more friendly trade partners and the need to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. He said having that agreement in place would give President Trump and the U.S. more tools to bargain in future agreements with the Chinese.
China is our biggest threat. They are our biggest enemy. And having good trade deals with our partners in our own backyard strengthens our hand because then we have more options. We have more leverage. And the president can go to China and use that leverage to get a better deal for America.
As those talks unfold in Beijing, farmers here at home will be watching closely. Just last year, during the trade war between the U.S. and China, the Chinese walked away from buying U.S. soybeans for nearly 7 months. That cut into demand and rattled the markets. China remains a critical customer, and producers will be looking for signs that this summit can steady that relationship and avoid another costly trade fight. I'm CJ Miller.
Thank you, CJ. You can find all of these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.